You're listening to the Oracle of You podcast. Each day on the show, I will share a reading from the Oracle cards. And know that whenever you are listening to this very episode is exactly the right time for you to receive the message from the cards. Let's get on with the show. Welcome back to episode 16 of the Oracle of You podcast. I'm your host, Beth Hewitt, and good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world today. Sometimes when I do Oracle card readings, I'm very much led by the cards and the energy that they give off. And today's cards seem quite somber. So maybe you're listening to this right now. Maybe you're going through maybe a dark reckoning of the soul moment. Maybe there's some grief going on. Maybe you're grieving the loss of something or someone or opportunity, whatever that is for you. The cards that we have got are helping children. Part of your life purpose involves teaching and guiding and helping young people. We've got the Space card from the Prism Oracle card deck. And we've got the Forgiveness card from the Butterfly Oracle card deck by Doreen Virtue. And the Helping Children card is from the Archangel Gabriel deck from Doreen Virtue as well. I feel like the message of this card is about creating space for yourself. So we've got the Space card. It's literally just, it's like a blacky, dark grey card. And it simply is the colour and the word space. And so there is this vastness of space on the card. The ability to create space for ourselves or the void allows us to stop and reflect on everything that has come before, or to focus on what has been going on in a particular moment in our lives that has maybe come to an end. Space creates space. If you think about the vastness of space, like physical space in the sky, and space that we can create around ourselves to have boundaries, to create time, to create love and kindness and compassion to ourselves. Space is what we need to heal and to stop. If you are going through a difficult time right now, how can you create space around yourself in order that you can allow yourself to feel the emotions that are needed to be felt? There is a whole kind of toxic positivity where people feel and teach that we can be positive and we can high vibe ourselves out of any situation. I firmly believe that is not true. Yes, we can use gratitude and appreciation and we can raise our vibration, but all of the emotions that we feel are very real and very sacred and need to be felt. And so right now you may be grieving, you may be feeling hurt, you may be feeling in a dark space, you might be in despair, you might be depressed, you might have anxiety, you might have fear or trepidation, you might have lost a loved one. Whatever you are feeling right now is very real and has to be felt. In order for you to move up and out into a more positive space, we have to first accept where we are. And whilst it doesn't feel nice sometimes being in the darkness and in the despair, there is much gifts to also be yielded there if we allow ourselves to go there. How can you create space for yourself right now in this moment that is going to allow you to heal from this moment? And we've got the Forgiveness card. Sometimes it's about forgiving others. Sometimes it's about forgiving ourselves. Sometimes in the act of forgiving others, we are, by its very virtue, forgiving ourselves. So maybe you've been too hard on yourselves. Maybe you haven't been giving yourself space. Maybe you've been high-vibing, happy-clappy, trying to move yourself into a more positive space. Maybe you've been putting a face on. Maybe you've been putting a mask on to hide what is going on underneath. I'm here today to provide that space for you to acknowledge and accept that what you have been feeling is very real, and no amount of masks and hiding can deal with what is truly going on underneath. And so how can you carve out time and space for yourself in order that you can heal and heed the messages and the gifts and in the moment, and forgive yourself and let go or forgive others. Now, we've got this card coupled with the helping children card, which you might think, how does this fit together? Part of your life purpose involves teaching, guiding, and helping young people. When we go through these dark nights of the soul, and when we allow ourselves to experience the feelings and emotions that are there and available to us by doing the work, by peeling back the layers, by healing, by listening, by journaling, by giving gratitude, whatever that is in the moment, whatever works for you, we can in turn help others who are going through difficult times. But also, we are helping our inner child. There may be things that happened to you when you were younger that at the time you didn't support yourself through, because why would you? Like, how would you have known that was supposed to be what you needed to do in the moment? But now we can forgive ourselves for not being that person, of not being the one to shelter ourselves, to support ourselves. You were just doing the best in the moment as a child, or as an adult, or just as that younger version of yourselves. And now you get to, in the healing that you do today, because if time's a construct, what you do for yourself right now in this moment and how you choose to live your life in the future will impact and support what has happened in the past, because it's all linked. Time isn't linear. Yes, we have this illusion of aging, which makes us think that time is going forward. But who's to say? Who's to know which order things happen? What timelines we are on? So how can you create space for yourself today to forgive yourself for things that have maybe happened in the past? And in doing so and providing that support and compassion to yourself today, you are healing both who you are in the past and the love maybe that you needed in the past, but who you are becoming in the future. But also, perhaps part of your life purpose is to help others, is to help children, is to help provide the life lessons so that they don't fall into the same traps that we did. So how can you not only support yourself and forgive others, how can you turn your experiences, your stories, your lessons into a guiding light for those who are younger than us and who need our voice and support? How can you be the person that you needed when you were going through your dark night of the soul? So I hope today you've resonated with it. I know this is a kind of more somber and difficult conversation to have, but whoever's listened to this in the moment, I'm sure it is landing exactly as it is supposed to land. And if it doesn't resonate, maybe it will resonate with a future version of yourself, or maybe it resonates with a past version of yourself. If you would like to get in touch, you can email me at support@visualizeyou.com. You can sign up and subscribe to hear when all of the podcast episodes drop at oracleyou.com. And you can join up for the next gratitude journey. If you want to do more of this excavation work of creating space and letting go, then do sign up for the next gratitude journey at journeytogratitude.com. We'll be starting the next journey very soon. Have a wonderful rest of your day, and I'll be back again tomorrow. See you soon.
Hi, listener. I really hope you have enjoyed today's reading and that it has resonated with you on some level. If you ever want to find out more about the work that I'm doing in the world, especially in relation to visualization, gratitude, and the power of Oracle, then head to oracleyou.com. There you'll find information on my business club, on my gratitude journal, and my 30-day gratitude and vision building event. I look forward to working with you in the future. And until tomorrow, keep believing in you.